When we look at our land today, it's in a sorry state. The Word of God says, and we can see it true, that men and women are doing that which is right in their own eyes. And the Lord has told us in the last days, it'll wax worse and worse. And when we look across our land today, we see wickedness and evil that we never thought possible. In our land today, we can see the enemy gaining on every hand. And sometimes we wonder where God is in all this. But you know, He's promised in His Word, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Even though there's wickedness all around us, the Lord is saving to the uttermost day by day all that comes unto God by Him. And when you talk to the people of God, there's despair among the people of God, and they say, why is God not sending a great revival and work like He used to do? But sad to say, the people of God, and I'm pointing the finger at myself today, we are not praying as we ought. Remember these brethren and sisters here in the upper room. The Lord had told them to go in and shut the door and seek God's face in prayer. But you know, when you look at these brethren and sisters, so often we put them on a high pedestal and we say, what great men and women, what great men of God that they were. But you know, when you look at their lives, they were no different to you and I, that the same highs, the same lows, that the same mountaintop experience, and they had the same valleys that you and I go through day after day. And the Lord called them into the upper room to seek His face in prayer. And these brethren and sisters in that upper room, they wrestled with God for 10 days around the throne of grace and prayer. I know there was times I had to go and come back again, but for 10 days those brethren and sisters, they wrestled with God. And you know, they said, we're not going to let you go until you bless us. And they knew that God had them there to send to them a great and a mighty revival. And I was sitting down one day, and I was saying to myself, what really happened in that upper room over these 10 days before the revival came, before the mighty outpouring of the Spirit fell in a mighty way? And I believe in that prayer meeting, things had to be put right that were not in order. Perhaps it was gossip and the Lord had to deal with that. Perhaps it was brethren and sisters and they weren't talking to one another and it was causing division in the church. And those people had to put things right in their life. They had to confess things that they were doing that is wrong. Do you know what the Word of God says in Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 15? It's a little foxes that spoil the vine. And you know, child of God, it's so easy for me, being an elder in this church, you know, to bring discouragement, to be a barrier and a hindrance to the blessing of Almighty God in this place. And I need a testimony where I am walking with the Lord in the light of His Word, where people will look on to me and say, if he's a Christian, that's what I want to be. And in that upper room, things had to be put in order. Things had to be put in place that were needed to be put in place. And then as those brethren and sisters were praying, look at verse chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all on one accord and one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And as those people got right with God, put things right in order, and as they were able to pray through to the very throne of God, the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit fell in a mighty way. And you know, whenever the fire and the Holy Ghost fell, the brethren and sisters went out and they saw great exploits done for the Lord. Turn to verse 41 and you'll see what the Word of God says. Look at the Word of God says in 41. Then they which gladly received His Word were baptized, and on the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And because this church caught the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost as Peter went out and preached the word with other men of God, there in one message 3,000 were gloriously and wonderfully saved by the grace of God. And child of God, if we would catch the fire of prayer in this prayer meeting tonight, you know the Lord could do the more exceeding abundantly than we can ever ask or think. And so often so many of us can look back to the day when that outer building was filled to capacity. Nearly 3,000 souls were gathered in there. As Dr. Paisley preached the word, souls were weeping and wending their way to Calvary. And people say, what a great meeting that was. 5, 10, 15 souls come out for the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. But you know what the people didn't see? The brethren and sisters behind the scene. We had days of prayer and fasting. We had men praying all night around the throne of grace and prayer. And I heard brethren and I heard sisters around the throne of grace and prayer. And they were crying and they were weeping that sinners would be saved. We heard men and women cry for their husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, children. Lord, won't you save them? And Lord, won't you move in a mighty way? And as the people of God prayed, week after week, month after month, many souls walked down those aisles for the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because we were good people. No, because we sacrificed around the throne of grace and prayer. We laid hold on the horns of the altar. And we said, Lord, we're not going to let you go until you bless us. And oh, it's my prayer for me tonight and each and every one of us that we would catch the spirit of revival fire tonight. That God would move, that God would work in a mighty way. While I was thinking about this message tonight, and the Lord laid this message upon my heart, it all started with the wee church down the road, Ravenhill Free Presbyterian Church, and there those brethren and sisters got along with God. And I remember people telling me, This year, a few days' time, will be 55 years saved. But some of the brethren, just a few years before that, I remember them telling me, Dr. Paisley would come into the prayer meeting, and men and women were wrestling with God in prayer. And Dr. Paisley would say, there's a brother here, there's a sister here not right, they need to get things right with God. And many times some brother said, it's me. And they got things right and the power of the Holy Ghost fell. And even that church down the Ravenhill Road, even though it was closed, it was amazing how the fire and the power was still used from Almighty God. You know, down that church down the road, during the week when the doors were closed, people would not walk by the door of the church in case they would get saved. I heard Dr. Paisley say that many, many times. They walked over the road, They passed the church at the other side and then come over to the other side of the road. Because of that we Ravenhill church, hundreds of precious souls were weeping their way to Calvary, and the people knew that was a place, if I go into there, I'll get saved. And they were scared to walk by that church in case the Spirit of God would take a dealing with them. But you know, if you look at church history, if you look at the church down through the years, it was only when men and women God alone with God, that God sent a mighty revival. Do you remember the 1859 revival? A handful of men in Kell's schoolhouse, and they God alone with God. People laughed at them. Look at them fools. They're in there praying. What are they doing? And they laughed at them. But these handful of men, they got down before the Lord, and they prayed and prayed, and before you know it, right across our land, there was multitudes of prayer meetings, and then as the word of God was preached, thousands of souls were swept into the kingdom of God. There was a time in Chicago, in America, the city was in an awful state. There was a handful of people had a burden for the city of Chicago, and they said, we're going to have to pray about this. This city is going to hell. The devil's having the victory. We need to pray on and pray on until God hears and answers prayer. Those people get into a room, and there they wrestle with God in prayer. Very soon that prayer room was packed, and others opened up another prayer meeting. And right across the city of Chicago, there was hundreds and hundreds of prayer meetings. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit moved in a mighty way. And men of God, as they stood behind the sacred desk, they got filled with the Holy Spirit. And countless thousands of souls were swept into the kingdom. Listen, child of God, it's not by might, nor it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And I often feel for our minister, Dr. Brown, out in the outer building there, a church that holds over 2,000 people, and there's very few meeting for prayer and meeting to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And I would love Dr. Brown and his wife to experience what we experienced all those years ago. And I say tonight, let it come, O Lord, we pray you. Let the showers of blessing fall. We are waiting and expecting. Oh, revive the hearts of all. And child of God, if we want to see that outer building packed again, you and I are going to have to sacrifice in prayer. We need to get back to the days of prayer and fasting, where men prayed all night and they wrestled with God. The prayer meeting was packed with men and women on their knees pleading with God to send a great and a mighty revival. You know, it's not God holding back the blessing, but it's a like of me with lack of faith and lack of prayer, and still getting around the throne of grace like we ought to do, and let God work and move in a mighty way. Oh, the Lord wants to send a mighty revival to this church. And I'm pointing my finger at myself, and I'm saying tonight, am I willing to let Him be that man of God I want to be, that prayer warrior? And you know, child of God, if we really get in touch with God around the throne of grace and prayer, we can see again that outer building packed, souls weeping their way to Calvary every Sabbath. Many of us remember it, that we saw sinners walking down the aisles to get saved, and the big tears running down their cheeks with a broken spirit. It wasn't just an airy fairy thing. It was a mighty moving of God the Holy Spirit. And we would see many boys and girls in the Sunday school getting gloriously and wonderfully saved. Many boys and girls in the children's meeting getting saved. Seeing the young people that come into the reach getting saved by the Spirit of Almighty God. And child of God, we have to get to the fact in this meeting tonight, we must seek the Lord in prayer if we want Him to move and work in a mighty way. And I often sit in there and look at the empty seats, and I often think, Lord, You haven't given us that big building out there to mock us, but God has given us that building out there to see it filled with sinners seeking the Lord while He may be found, to call upon Him while He is near. The only power we have is to wrestle with God in prayer and pray that the Lord will move and work in a mighty way. Let's, as we get down to prayer in a minute or two, pray that God would move and work in a mighty way. I want to be able for the brethren and sisters to walk out the door of this church saying, oh, it was good for us to be here. It was here that we met with the Lord, and the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost fell in a mighty way. Like I often say, I'm no great preacher. I'm no great orator. I'm just an instrument in God's hand tonight, just to deliver this wee message from the Lord. I've heard other preachers far better than me preaching on revival. But brethren and sisters, we need to have revival in this church to see that the Lord would save unto the uttermost all that comes unto God by Him. May the Lord bless these few wee thoughts for His honour and for His glory.